Is this frequency open? Is this frequency open? CQ, 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 WX0, MIK, Whiskey X-Ray 0, Mike India Kilo. CQ, 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 WX0, MIK.
Microphone cable and kind of wrench your hand and close your hand, make like, you know, you can get some of the RF out of the audio and I'd probably be able to hear you.
Hello and welcome to the next edition of the Mike Wills Podcast. This is the Dog Days of Podcasting edition for August 27th, 2019. I am Mike Wills, or WX0MIK, and this season we are talking about amateur radio and how basically, hopefully, by the end, you can get your technician license. So, I'm sure I'll trim this up a little bit, but at the very beginning, I found a new addiction. There is, and I didn't quite get it before, but now I start playing with it. So there's this thing, if you go to websdr.org, so that is web as in a website, WEBSDR, as in software defined radio, SDR.org. If you go there, there's a bunch of people that, bunch of places that have set up these software-defined radio systems. I found this service that you can get hop on and you can play with it yourself and just to see what it looks like. That's really kind of cool and kind of fun, actually. So, this is free. You don't have to have a license to go out there and look at this or play with this. So if you're kind of interested in the whole HF thing, go out there and play with it. And I'm actually looking at on Amazon, there's a, what's it called again? It's called a RTL-SDR blog V3. I'm not sure what the blog part is for, but I'm looking at getting a software-defined radio. It's receive only, so you don't have to worry about, you know, all the other issues that come with it. But it is capable of receiving anywhere from any of the HF frequencies all the way up into, like, microwaves. So it could be a fun toy to play with. Best of all, it's $30. So I'm looking at getting one of those, and despite what my wife may want, I might want to put up a dipole antenna up on somewhere and see what I can play with, because I may not be able to afford a radio at a new one for like $1,000 for what most people have been going with, actually like $1,200. At least I can get on at $30 and start listening. It's actually starting out to be kind of fun. So I'll have to see here. The problem is, again, Billy making a HF antenna. So, we'll start. You got to start somewhere. And if you want to keep it cheap, you can keep it cheap. So, let's continue on to the actual content now. We're 5 minutes in. We are now up to chapter 9 of the ARRL Ham Radio License Manual for Technician. And 9.1 is actually talking about electrical safety. So, electrical safety. You might ask, what does electrical safety have to do with amateur radio? Well, you know, if you've worked with electricity in the past, probably you don't have to worry about too much of this in general, they want you to make sure that you kind of mitigate potential hazards for shock and high power voltage and that kind of stuff. They're kind of stressing that, hey, you know, you could kill yourself by some of these large currents, so do be careful. They kind of cover some of the avoiding electrical hazards, and they have some for some of you geeks out there who like stats. They have effects of electric current in the human body, and what kind of current can it handle. And then they have, in some points, there's a breakdown of men versus women as well. And so it's kind of interesting, also kind of scary, but it kind of gives you a heads up. One thing that they make sure to point out when working with electricity or electrical components, and you who work with electrical components probably already know this, but a capacitor can be extremely dangerous even without power. So be careful. And they also mention using a grounding stick to ground and draw out the power within the capacitor, so it's a little safer to work with. They also mentioned removing jewelry. Most of this stuff, if you worked anything with electrical components in the past, should be pretty much self-explanatory. And then they talk about AC safety grounding to make sure that you're actually properly grounding. They talk about the correct wire sizes for your wire. All important stuff if you're doing your own wiring. In general, your standard household wiring at 15 amps is 14 gauge wire. Your 20 amp circuits are should be 12 amp wire or 12 AWG wire, number 12 wire. That's what the word is looking for. It's going to be one of those nights. And then on up from there. And then like I have an extension cord that's number 10 wire, because I need to be able to, hook up my 20 amp. Well, actually it's 30 amp, but to at least draw 20 amps out for my camper. So I use that as well. They talk about more about the safety stuff. They talk about the GFCI circuits. I'm kind of going through this real quick, mostly one because of time, but mostly because most of this should be somewhat common sense if you've done any kind of electrical work. They talk about lightning protection, and they kind of say, well, even though your antenna doesn't necessarily get struck any more often than your tall trees, you should take some protection. And then they talk about some of the different things to do with that and so on. Kind of make it a real quick one here. But in most cases, it's good sense stuff. Lightning protection is something that I need to research a little bit more of myself as I look at putting up antennas and towers and so on. Well, quote tower. Really, I'm just, I plan on using some electrical conduit, stack it up, somehow support it, and then use that as a antenna. So that's kind of my plan with that. I think that is all I had for today. So if you want to go out and play with a web SDR, that is kind of a cool thing to play with. With the impending hurricane that looks like it's going to be hitting Florida, there's a couple different ways that you can follow along if you want to, especially in the amateur radio bands. So option one, and unfortunately, you actually have to be a licensed amateur, so this may not be a good option. But option one is to use the app called, come on brain, Echolink. And within Echolink, if you can get in, Look for the channel called WX_talk. So it's actually it's asterisk WX_talk. I'll put this in the show notes. I'll actually try to put it in the show notes this time. If you can look at that, and then that is one way, and I'm not sure what that covers per se, but then on the other hand, you have the HF stuff. Well, this web-based SDR site does not require an HF or a amateur license. Anybody can go to this website. So you go to this website, and I could have looked at my link, but let's go to the net procedures. So if you go to hwn.org, so hurricanewatchnet.org, HWN, or just Google it. If you go to their net procedures, they list out the two frequencies that they use. Now, if you remember from your training back a ways, USB is upper sideband and LSB is lower sideband. So you got to make sure to configure this for each of these correctly. But if you go to these bands, and the 40 meter band is 7.6268. And in the web SDR software, actually you're entering this in as kilohertz. So you would enter in 7,268. And then at night, you can listen to these, everyone talking. And this is what looks like someone's talking right now. And then you'll hear something like this.
Idea came along, and I bought a Sierra out of Florida that they had started to make it convertible.
So I would highly suggest you go out there and at least take a listen to it, and it maybe actually be kind of fascinating to hear how much the amateur radio actually works in combination with the National Hurricane Center, the like Red Cross and FEMA and all these organizations working together to ensure communications are happening. And I believe the hurricane is targeted to hit somewhere around Saturday so far. And that's just, you know, it's almost a week out yet. So you don't know exactly what's going to happen yet, but, I would suggest at least checking it out. And if you're in Florida area, might be worth taking a look at it. Or if you can Amazon really quick, get the $30, get either the SDR radio thing that you hook up to your computer, or you just get a Bofang $30 radio, tune it into the Saranet that I mentioned about previously, and start listening to the ham radio communications that happen. Because, you know, information is the hardest thing to get when you can't get communications. Now, it's looking like this would be like a Category 1. So couldn't be in, quote, too bad, but it's still disastrous. So if you are in Florida, I would suggest maybe at least taking a look at that and programming in the main repeaters in your area, including Saranet in Florida, and listening in. And if you have reliable internet, you can pop into the web SDR like this, or the other net Echolink, and at least follow along what's happening. So tomorrow we're going to talk about RF in your station, which is not a good thing. And talk to you tomorrow. So until then, this is WX0MIK. And I think the frequency, well, it's extremely busy on 80 meters tonight. In your ears, it's now clear.
The frequency is clear. WX0MIK 73.